You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning. Yes, this is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, it's about time for your miracle this morning. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, it's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for this opportunity. We want to thank God for this time that we come together. 1 hour, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Thank God for this radio station has brought us in together. Amen. Here we are, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations that connected us together this morning to let you know you're in time. You're just in time for your miracle. Things will turn around. They has to turn around. Why? Because Jesus lives. Why? Because he's the answer for the world today. I want you to know, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed because God will take care of you no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. God will take care of you. Again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Thank God for you. I am your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm telling you, God is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He will take care of you. Praise our God. Again, we thank God for you. We do honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for another day, another opportunity to come on. Amen. To come into your homes by the way of the radio, to be coming to your homes by the way of Cypress audience. We're so glad you're tuned in. However you tune in to us, we're grateful for. We don't take you lightly from being on the other side of the dial, on the other side of Facebook's audience, or the other side of the radio. Praise our God. Thank God for you again. We thank God for you. We do honor a Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Our church mother, Mother Brown, and to all the prophets there. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you, you, and you. We do thank God for all the evangelists. Amen. And all of the people of God that make up the great body of the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that you allowed me to come together, Lord, with your people through the airways and through the way of Cypress audience, Father. We thank you now, Father, that you will send a word today, Lord, to lift them up, to encourage their hearts. We thank you today, God, that the sick will be healed through some words, God, of deliverance and healing through the radio today. We thank you today, God, that some sinner man will come to the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. By the proclaiming of your word, Father God, and say, what must I do to be saved, God? Backsliders will return. Again, sick bodies will be healed, and the captives will be set free in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. 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 Thank God for you once again. We want to thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Can you stand a miracle? Do you need a miracle? Yes. God is still in the miracle healing and deliverance business. He's not going out of business. He will never go out of business. Things go out of business. Things happening. Amen. Doors are being closed, but God, doors are never closed. They're always open. Amen. And his ears is always open to the righteous cry. So I want to thank God for you this morning tuning into the radio broadcast again. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Listen, I want to thank God. I got a few announcements and we want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for the revival that was held in Melbourne on last week. I'm telling you, God moved so greatly. Things happened. miracles, signs, and wonders, restoration. Hallelujah. People was restored. Homes was restored. Families was restored. People got healed. People got delivered. People got set free. Souls came in. We thank God for the revival that was held at Living God Prophetic International Church in Melbourne with Apostle Janice Jackson. Oh, my God. What a time we had there last week. If you missed it, praise God. I'm telling you. Oh, boy. God moved in the place. Friday night, it was just God moved so profound. Every night, Friday night, it just looked like the roof was going to come off the place by the anointing of God was so heavy in there. Thank God for you. Amen. Those of you that came up, came over, came across, came out, and got what you needed. We thank God for you today. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it. Listen, be right back in Melbourne. We'll be right back in Melbourne, but I give you this. Look out, Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce, this Friday night, August the 7th, this Friday night. You don't want to miss this. All of you that's under the sound of my voice and can hear me and is in Fort Pierce, I need to see you this Friday night. Oh, it's going to be a powerful move of God. I don't know what it's going to break out to, but I believe it's going to break out for you Friday night. I don't know what's going to happen, but something great is going to happen for you Friday night. Where at? I'm so glad you asked me. Where at, Apostle? Give me the address. It is the House of God, Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. The House of God, Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. With Dr. Caritha McNear. Hallelujah. And Pastor Tim McNear. It's going to be something there. Amen. The address is, hallelujah, 1208, hallelujah, Avenue E, Fort Pierce. Look out. Coming, surrounding areas. Look out. There can be there with us. Those can be there with us. Friday night, service will start at 7:30. We are looking for you to move. We're looking for you to come out. We're looking for you to come over, come up, come out, and come cross. Be healed, be delivered, be set free. Hallelujah. Yokes will be lifted. Burdens will be destroyed. Hallelujah. By the apostolic authority power of God. This Friday night, again, we will be in Fort Pierce. Look out, Evangelist Mara. We're coming. Your church is coming. Amen. To Fort Pierce. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful move of God. People will get healed. People will get saved. People will get delivered. Backsliders, if they come, will be claimed. Reclaimed back to God. Hallelujah. We're looking to see you in those this services. We're looking to see you in this services. And it will be a breakout. It will break through. Amen. God will do it, but you got to come expecting God to do it. You got to come expecting God to do it. Praise God. I know he can do it. I believe he can. What about you? We'll look to see you again. Again, right there in Fort Pierce. Hallelujah. The House of God, Pentecostal Church. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Dr. Caritha McNear, Pastor Timothy McNear, we're looking to see you right there. Right there, we're coming in on Friday night. Again, service will start at 7:30 right there. Amen. 1208, hallelujah, Avenue E, Fort Pierce, Florida. Looking to see you in the place. Looking to meet some of you all down there in that area. Come on, come across, come over, come out, come through in Jesus' name. God. Then, listen, we're going to be back in Melbourne. Back in Melbourne. Hallelujah. Back in Melbourne with Bishop Blackman. Praise our God. It's going to be something. Hallelujah. Christian United Fellowship Church. Hallelujah. 665. Hallelujah. University Avenue right there in Fort. I'm sorry. I'm so excited about Fort Pierce. Right there in Melbourne. Hallelujah. Right there in Melbourne. Going to be starting on Monday night, the 10th. All the way through the 14th, we'll be right back in Melbourne. We are looking to see you. Amen. Those of you that was in the service last week, come on. I'll be right back in Melbourne. Come over, come out, come cross, come up, and come through and watch God do it for you. Praise our God. I'll tell you, things are going to happen. Praise our God in the move of God in these services. Come expecting God to do it. Come expecting God to do it. We thank God. We want to thank God for our services on yesterday. How God moves so profound in the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. Amen. How God, hallelujah, had letting us know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're faced with, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The enemy has tried to sip you. The enemy has tried to take your strength. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise our God. I want you to know today, it doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. It doesn't matter what he's trying to say. It doesn't matter what he's trying to come up against you. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you shall come up. You shall come up. You shall come across, and you shall come through, and your joy shall remain. Praise God. It shall remain. The enemy has no authority over the believers. The enemy has no weight over the believers. Come on here. We are who we are because of the word of God. Praise our God. Because God can do it. He will do it. And he wants to do it. He's waiting on you, my friend. He's waiting on you, my brother. He's waiting on you, my sister, to walk in your God-given bought right, to know that he is still on the throne. He's still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still delivering. And he's still setting free. Oh, can I get a witness out here, somebody? God is still on the throne. He's still able to do it, but seeing all we think of acts. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I want you to know he still can do it. And I want you to know this joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. That's why the world can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. That's why the world cannot shake your faith. That's why the world cannot tamper with your joy, because they didn't give it to you. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I want you to know today you can make it, my friend. And one more announcement. I'm so excited about it. Listen, you'll be here morning about it. Hallelujah. Coming up on the 19th of this month, Wednesday night, we will be right in Cocoa, Florida, right here in Cocoa, Florida. Hallelujah. At the Apostolic Church, New Deliverance of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right there on School Street. Praise our God, with Pastor Diana Hayes. We will be right there. You don't want to miss this service. You don't want to miss this as we celebrate this woman of God, as God has put her on the watchman on the wall there, and we celebrate her. You don't want to miss it. Come on, come over, come out, come across, come through, and watch God do it, because things will happen. When the people of God get together, when the saints of God get together, there's a stirring. When the saints of God come together, hallelujah, in his name, when the saints of God come together, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited. Elder Hayes, hallelujah, Darius Hayes, I'm so excited about what God is going to do in the midst of when the saints get together. Praise our God. I want you to know there's joy. There's so much joy when the people of God come together. Hallelujah. We begin to experience God in a different way. Hallelujah. When all the saints of God come together, when all the children of God begin to speak and give him praise and let the world know that the joy that we have, hallelujah, no matter what we go through, Mother Charlie, God bless you over there, hallelujah, over there, we're coming near you soon, coming right there near you soon. Get excited, get ready, because we're going to be right there over in Winter Haven. We're going to be right there. Praise God. I want you to know God is able. I want you to know God can do it, and I'm still excited about the joy. I'm excited about this joy that we have. Hallelujah. Patricia Bell, I'm so excited about what God is doing. Amen. Because guess what? The enemy has no authority. The enemy has no right over the believers. Come on. Over the children of God. He has no authority. He has no right over you. Come on. So this is why your joy got to remain in the midst of what we're going through. Everybody is not, we're going through. Yes, your test may not be like mine. Mine might not be like yours. But one thing I know as a believer, one thing I know as you know as a believer, our joy must remain. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ministered on this several times. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I just want to stick with this right here in the time that I have with you. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto Simon, 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 hallelujah, which is Peter, Satan desire to sift you as wheat. This is why your joy got to remain, because Satan decides to sift you as wheat. Come on. He can't touch you. He can't touch you. But he's looking and he's desiring to sift you as wheat. Come on. And we know how wheat, the grain of the wheat is. We know how fine that is. That's how Satan wants to destroy us. But because of the word that's in you, because of the joy that is in you, praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Satan decided to sift you as wheat. He said, but Jesus said, but I pray for you. Mother Charlie, somebody pray for us. Pray for you. Hallelujah. That while you're going through the desire, while Satan is desiring to sift you, he said, but I pray for you, Evangelist Mara, that your faith fail you not. Come on. Your faith, come on, is standing in the midst of Satan, for he's desiring to sift you. He desired to destroy you, but he can't do it because Jesus have already what? Prayed for you. Oh my God. Somebody say, I'm going to make it through this. That's why your joy got to remain. I'm going to make it through this test. I'm going to make it through this trial, because Satan desire to take me out, but he can't take me out because why? Somebody have prayed for me. Somebody made intercession for me. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. I want you to know somebody's making intercession and praying for you while you yet going through. This is why the prayers of the righteous prevail as much. This is why the prayers of the saints of God, hallelujah, when we pray, hallelujah, and we pray with a clean heart, we pray with a clean slate, God has to hear us and he has to honor our prayers. Why? Because the enemy desired to sift you as wheat. He said, but I pray for you, that your faith, while you're going through the desire, while Satan is lurking, while he's walking up and down seeking whom he may devour. But he said, I pray for you. This is why I keep saying the joy of the Lord have to remain in us, because there are things that we have gone through as believers that some people have gone through and didn't come out. Come on. They didn't come out. They failed along the way. They gave up along the way. But a believer that trusts in God, hallelujah, a believer that knows, a born-again believer that knows his God-given bought right, her God-given bought right as the people of God to make it through this test, to make it through this trial. Why? Because God have already prayed for us. Come on, hallelujah. And people are praying for you now to come up, to come out, to come across, to come through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, but I pray for you that your faith. Satan is not really after you, but he's after your faith. Because if he can get your faith, come on, if he can get your hope, if he can get your trust, come on, if he can attack that, he got you. Come on, hallelujah. The Bible says he must do what? First bind the strong man. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. This is why the joy of the Lord is your strength in the midst of what you're in. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He told us in the book of Nehemiah, come on, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise our God. Even when we're going through some things, praise God. God is in the midst of us. Hallelujah. And we must give God praise. We must give God, hallelujah, the honor. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? It seems like every time I turn around, I'm going through some stuff. I'm coming through some stuff. I'm not coming out. It doesn't seem like I'm coming out. Hold up right there. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody's praying for you, my brother. Somebody's praying for you, my sister. In the midst of it, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Come on here. Let not your heart be troubled. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the words of Jesus. That's why our joy got to remain, because we have the word of God in us, not on us, in us. And we can come through anything that the enemy is trying to desire to sap us and take our strength, take our faith. Praise God. You are already overcome. You have already been healed. He sent his word and he healed them. This is why the joy of the Lord have to remain, because we know too much about him. I've come too far to turn around. I've seen God to do too many things to give up now. Come, excuse me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not in this by yourself. You're not in this by yourself. Praise our God. I heard Pastor Andre on Thursday talking about issues. Oh, my God, to bless me. You bless me. You bless me. Pastor Andre, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. There are things that we'll go through. There are some things that the enemy think you're not coming out of. There are some things, there are some issues that he have tried to bring up on you through the years. But because of our God have already prayed for us, the issues have dried up. This is why the joy of the Lord got to remain within you. Hold your head up high. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on, elder. Come on, evangelist. Come on. Come on, mother, church mother. Come on. Hallelujah, pastor. Come on, teacher. Come on, evangelist. Come on. Hold your head up high. Come on, prophetess. Hold your head up high. Knowing that the God we serve, this is why your joy got to remain in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall do what? Deliver them out of them all. Hallelujah to God. You're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of. Come on, somebody. This is why your joy got to remain. Hallelujah. In the midst of it, in the midst of it, while you yet going through it, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's right, Mother Charlie. The joy of the Lord is your strength. People are looking, saying, how can they go through this? One thing after another, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Why? How can they do this? Because guess what? I did like David. Hallelujah. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is with you. God is with you in the midst of it. Selah, God is with you. Be still and know. Oh, I wish I had some help in there. Be still and know that he's God. This is why your joy got to remain within you. This is why your joy, while we're going through some stuff, we got the peace of God. Hallelujah. That passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. And keep our hearts in tune. Praise our God, because he's still on the throne. Praise our God. The joy of the Lord is your strength today, my friend. The joy of the Lord is your strength today, my brother, my sister. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In the midst of it all, it turns around because who? Jehovah Jireh. Because Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. The God of peace. Come on here. He's with you. Hallelujah. The joy. Hallelujah. The joy. Come on. You got to let it remain. Hallelujah. You don't let it change because of the circumstances. Because I just told you in the word of God, we just read it. He said, come on here. I pray for thee. Come on. I pray for thee. He's already prayed for us. Come on here. Why are we going through that? Our faith fail you not. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why he never, we were as believers. Come on. We were never designed, Mother Charlie. We was never designed to walk by sight. Because what you see, it will sap you. It was stripped you. But because who we are faith believers. He said we walk by faith and not by sight. This is why our joy got to remain, because some of us, if we look at it, we ain't gonna make it. Uh-oh. We ain't gonna make it. Why? Because we're looking at what we're going through, and our joy is not gonna be, come on, it's not gonna be complete. Because why? I'm looking at what I'm going through in the eyes of the flesh. But when I go into the spirit realm and begin to walk in the spirit, because the spiritual understand by spiritual, people not going to understand this. It look like chaos around you and everything you're going through, and you got the peace of God, and you come and you got joy in the midst of what you in. They're not going to understand that. The world does not understand that. How could you say things are good when it look like it's crumbling down? In your eyes, it look like it's crumbling down. In your eyes, it look like I'm not coming out. In your thoughts and mine, that I'm going to be overtaken. But go with my seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is nothing, hallelujah, that as the believers that we go through, hallelujah, that we're not going to come out of. Why? Because he have already prayed for us. He have already put it on us and in us that we are overcomers already through his word. And we must walk in this, and the joy of the Lord must remain, hallelujah, even while Satan is desiring to sift you as wheat. Come on, prophetess gathers, hallelujah. As Satan decides to sift you, he decides, he's walking around, he's looking around, he's looking for you, hallelujah. He wants to overtake you, but he can't touch you. Come on, he wants to sap you out. Come on, this the scripture just said it. He said, but Jesus said, but I prayed for you. Satan desire. He's desiring. He's lusting after you. He wants you. He wants what's inside of you. Oh, my God. But the joy of the Lord remains. While Satan desire, he desired to have me, but he can't have you. He desired to touch you, but he can't touch you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. He desired. But he can't. He's sitting back trying to wonder, what can I get? How could I get them? I can't get them over here. I can't get them in that. I can't get her in this. I can't. What can I do to try to get them, to get their beliefs? But again, Jesus said, Stacy, Darby, Jesus said this. But he said, but I pray for you that your faith fail you not. People can say what they want to say about faith believers, but all I know, it works for me. All I know, it works for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. That's it, prophetess. He has no power. He has no authority. Hallelujah. He has no rights over a believer. Those of us that know who we are in God, this is why your joy got to remain at all times. Why are we going through it? We're going to go through it. We're going to go through tests. We're going to go through trials. Notice I say go through it. You're never supposed to stop in the midst of your trial. You're never supposed to stop and begin to wonder, begin to think how I'm coming out. We go through knowing. Go through knowing. Come here. Let me go over here and borrow it. I'm still right here with the distributor. Satan decided to sift us as wheat. Come on. But I pray for you. Come on. Let me go get some witnesses here again. Let me go get these Hebrew boys. Come on. Hallelujah. After they went through what they went through with. Listen. Before they went into it, they were already, hallelujah, they were already primed. They were already pumped. They were already conditioned. They say, if God don't deliver us, they still had the joy. If God don't deliver us, we know he's able. Come on, somebody. You got to already be prepared when you're going through a test, knowing that God is going to see us through. Now, God allowed the test to happen. Don't you think he's going to bring you out? Don't you think he's going to give you strategy? How to wait and how to come through it, because he allowed it. So this is why your joy had to remain even in you while you yet going through. while you yet going through, you say, Apostle, I don't know. It seemed like I've been beating down with this. I've been burdened down with this. It's heavy.